Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kicking off the second hour of the program, will Wyoming be the first state to secede from the United States? The GOP top dog apparently has been talking about it. What he said exactly, we haven't found that yet.
Well, actually, I have found it.
You did find it. Yes. Okay, we're going to get into that coming up here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker.
You could do it from the front of your car.
You
well,
could, but then you got to read it in reverse. Yeah. It's tricky.
I'm sure they print you one up special.
In reverse, yeah, you probably could do that. Because yeah, they will do custom orders at Liberty Stickers. So if there's a sticker you want to make, they can help you with that. But you can reach a lot of people, and they've got a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic, creative, liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. So be sure you check them out as we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Joe is up first in Bainbridge, Georgia. I suspect listening to our Tallahassee station, WVFT-FM. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I believe that this country has always been in a cancerous state, which makes perfect sense for who actually voted in this president, this last president. And if you continue to ignore the people that actually built the country, everyone would need to secede from this country. The former colonies and the next generations that proceeded from those colonies would need to go back to Britain. They would need to renounce themselves as Americans because pretty much the whole country has participated in genocide of two ethnic groups, large ethnic groups.
What are those ethnic groups?
Okay. The indigenous, the Native Americans,
mm-hmm.
and Africans or Black Americans.
So
now we can skip all the, you know, climate control or tax breaks and all this and that and go straight down to it. The police are an enemy in this country because they're using brute force and brutality against the citizens.
Sure. And it's worth mentioning the police started as slave catchers back in the day. So, I mean, from day one, these were bad hombres.
Well, this is so that's a University of Kentucky study. And if anybody wants to check it out, that basically they had to have something to do with slave catchers. So the idea of police, 1850 in London, and sort of moved over here. And that's what they did.
Exactly. And they've been distorting the human race for so long that it must end ASAP. Not 10 more years, not 5 more years, not 2 more days. This must end now.
So what would you have the police do?
Whether some people are being stopped or not, it's still a problem.
So would you get rid of the police entirely, like just no police? If so, how would you handle security? Are you hoping for a better world where police treat everybody in a colorblind fashion? What are you hoping for here?
Well, it would have been that had the people in charge not made it about money. You have everything. You have the land, you have the cotton, you have the oil. You have the railroads, you have transportation. That's still not enough. You still want to put your knee on people's neck. You still want to not give the people a correct loan or a fair treatment. And you're basically allowing the evil to flourish. The plantations, the racists, the supremacists. The lawbreakers, just because you got enough money to pay your way out of court, that doesn't mean you know, justice was served. That just means you had money to pay for it.
people in search of power forever have never had enough. I mean, it doesn't matter how much control they have. It doesn't matter how much money they have. There's never
it doesn't matter what color they are, frankly.
Yeah, there's never enough for the people who want to have power.
A lot of Trump's cronies got locked up. He pardoned them all, or many of them. But, I mean, you know, the judicial system was working on a lot of them.
You know, power hunger, you know, is greed, and it's... Really, power-hungry people, I believe, are affected by a mental illness because they cannot ever get enough of their addiction.
It's easier than work.
And the best thing you can do is to get rid of the idea of power in the first place and make it so... Because those people aren't going to go away. If we press a button tomorrow, and I wish I could, I'd press it immediately if I could, to get rid of the federal government and even get rid of the state governments or even the local governments. If we got rid of all these sort of institutions of coercion, the people in search of power would still be there. They wouldn't change. They would still seek power in whatever way they possibly could, but at the very least, if we didn't institutionalize it, if we didn't believe in it, if we didn't believe in the, you know, these ideas, these myths like authority, the idea that another human being could somehow have a legitimate control over other human beings, I think it would put us in at least going in the right direction.
Yeah, people don't seem to realize that it doesn't matter the idiot you put in the chair, it's the chair itself. And I'm talking about the throne, the presidency, whatever you want to call it, whoever these supposed leaders are. I wouldn't pick any of these D-bags to lead me anywhere. I'm perfectly capable of leading myself. Thank you.
Joe, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our number is 603-283-6160, which is why what you're pointing out there, Captain, is why I support secession no matter who it is that wants to secede. Even if it's like, yes, California, which is, I mentioned earlier, the sort of the leftist secession movement out in California, they want to leave the United States because it's not socialist enough. They want to go even further with socialism, which I'm completely against. However, I'm in favor of them being able to make that choice for themselves. And that's because it is still decentralization of power, meaning that even if they are going to build up the California government into something I find absolutely, you know, even worse than it currently is, it's bad now, but it would be even worse, then it's still better than having them being part of the United States, because that just leaves us with an even more centralized, even more powerful group of people over the lives of others. Whereas if it's just the state government, at least you're within, you know, striking distance. You know where these people live. You can find them. You can make their lives difficult. I'm not saying use violence. I'm saying, you know, make their lives a living hell in you know, for doing the terrible things that they're doing. You have more influence over a local government than you do over something like thousands of
miles. I don't know what the distance is from San Diego to Sacramento, but I would guess that it's about the distance. I'm sitting here, you know, in New Hampshire, southwest corner of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I'll bet I'm close to Washington, D.C., than somebody in San Diego is to Sacramento.
Well, hopefully California would have different secession movements where, like, Northern California would break away from the rest of California because we know, for instance, that they don't get along.
I think that's important to point out is that the smaller the geographic area, the theory is, right? The theory is that the smaller the geographic area, the better form of governance that you would get.
I think it's true.
I'd rather go down to county levels, frankly. Yeah. I think that those are, you know...
Why not go down to the individual level?
I'm with you, Captain.
I'm with you on that, too. I think that if, you're not free in this country if you can't take your property and say, I'm not participating. I'm just not going to pay for whatever your plan is.
To say no.
Now, you shouldn't have any of the benefits either. If you want to secede, then you should have to pay a fee to ride on their roads, as far as I'm concerned.
You do. It's called the gas tax.
Yeah, I understand. The gas tax, yeah, you and I could go around and around about the gas tax, but... you know, you shouldn't be able to send your kids to the school for free or any of these other things. And
there shouldn't be government
schools. People could voluntarily opt out of the government school, paying for the government school system, there wouldn't be government schools. Mm-hmm. Because the people that they tax the most are the ones who don't send their kids there. The people who aren't sending their kids to government school pay far more into government school than people who are sending their kids there.
Yeah, that's right.
And government schools, in most cases, cost more than the private schools in their given area per student. So here you are paying for what is generally the worst school in a given geographic area for a given grade, if compared to any of the private schools, and people still have to pay more for it. It's stunning. that Americans put up with it. But the reason they put up with it is because the costs are socialized.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. And so there's a lot of reasons to leave the United States. Looks like some of the folks in Wyoming are talking about it now. We'll continue. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. If you're against the idea of leaving the United States, really want to hear why. Why should we stay with this thing? This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live also brought to you by Liberty.menu. It is a directory of liberty-oriented businesses, people that actually care about freedom. People that want to, you know, maybe sell you a product or a service that you could use. If you have a thing that you could offer to other people who love freedom, then you ought to be on liberty.menu as well. Also, it's got listings for people with an event to promote or digital content that they're the creator of. So you can list the things you do there at liberty.menu, and you can do it for free. Now, if you want to pay for some upgrades, there are some upgrades available. If you would like, you can also get a Free Talk Live listener badge by using code FTL on your profile at liberty.menu. It's only for people who actually reject the initiative of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So I'm sorry, Mark, but you don't qualify.
Oh God!
Over at liberty.menu,
disqualified.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Here we got John on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Hey, am I on with you guys?
You are on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on? I know that you guys are like libertarian guys.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever thought about, you know, a return to a slave economy?
What do you mean by that?
Well,
I mean, we kind of have one now, so
more like free.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about like private ownership of
humans,
you know, of other human beings.
Yeah, no, I'm against
I don't think
that.
It's practical or moral.
I don't think it's moral. Yeah, it's wrong.
Well, I mean, this is all hypotheticals only. It's
okay,
not going to happen tomorrow.
Let's talk about it hypothetically. Sure.
Okay, but, you know, actually, because individuals are, you know, transitory, you know, what actually matters is our genetic legacy. And the best way to ensure that is to have control over your future generations as long as they're, you know, alive and, you know, under your support. You know, children are essentially slaves, correct?
Yeah, I would say that that's under today's sort of rules that is correct. I would say from a moral standpoint that when a person can take care of themselves and thus, you know, move out and you know, feed themselves and shelter themselves and these sorts of things, that person is then an adult, whether it happens at 12 or 32.
But government prohibits that from happening at certain ages. So, for instance, here in New Hampshire, if you are under the age of 18 and you are in, let's say, an abusive household where parents are harming you in some way, beating you perhaps, you cannot leave. You cannot emancipate yourself. Whereas in some states, if you're at 16,
yeah,
you can emancipate yourself.
I tried to do all of that, and I can tell you that it doesn't happen without
raping. Wisconsin did not have...
By the time you get through the emancipation process, you're 22.
Well, I didn't even know what emancipation was, but I can tell you that the efforts that I did make were for naught because the state did nothing but reject any of that and send me back to the abusive situation.
Right. So you ended up having to run away.
I have a question for the caller, though. You said return to your overt slavery economy. So if we were to return, who gets to decide who are the owners and who are the ownees? How does that work out?
Well, essentially, it would be parents and children, but, you know, expanded upon as to where you would have like a patriarchal situation where, you know, a grandfather would have a degree of ownership over his sons. And, you know, in extension, his grandchildren. Slavery actually, it's pro-life. And
what?
Slavery gives human beings life inherent value.
So what I would say is that, first off, we basically have that already. We call them inheritances. I mean, if that grandfather is so good at being a human being on planet Earth, chances are good he's managed to acquire a certain level of wealth. If he has a certain level of wealth, then the grandchildren and the children are going to do what he says to some extent, you know, based on the fact that he will give money. Now, slaves are, you know, like they're imaginary because no one can ever give up their volition. You know, the reason that we don't have a slave economy now is because it only made sense in an agrarian society. It doesn't make sense in a modern society.
Well, it didn't make sense,
you know,
then, but that's
just
the way it was.
This is just grandfathers wishing to tell grandchildren what to do and that they would obey. I've got a child. He's 12 years old. He doesn't listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good luck.
Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I got to say, I don't think we've ever really had anybody call in to advocate for a return to slavery.
Well, this was a different sort of slavery, though. This is a patriarchal sort of slavery.
Well, that was one example that he gave. He didn't get much deeper into it.
I would say this, is that you're not free if you can't sell your work into the future.
Right.
So
yeah, that's a good point. And
I should be able to sell, like, I don't know, what's my life expectancy, Captain? I'm 50.
72.
Okay, so
isn't that
I should be able to sell them the next 22 years.
Isn't that indentured servitude?
It's a form of bondage. Okay, so it people define this differently. There's this overarching umbrella called bondage. Mm-hmm. And frankly, modern citizens fall into it as far as I'm concerned.
Like debt? The credit cards and things like
debt,
that?
Debt is a voluntary form of bondage
that's
that you put yourself
about,
into.
Right?
But I'm saying a non-voluntary form of bondage. The government says to your employer, you will pay me a certain amount of money for this for this person working for
True.
You. And then they say to you, well, we're going to tell you lies about how much you make, and you're going to accept them because we're going to take a chunk of what you make and peel it off for ourselves. So, you know, anybody who can steal the fruits of somebody's labor, this is bondage. So indentured servitude would have a period of time that you could sell your services. And historically, the court systems, like people would take indentured servants to court and say, hey, I didn't get enough work out of them. I'd like them for another 3 years. And the judge would be like, absolutely, they didn't work hard enough. And then, send them off because the court systems have always been rigged towards the rich
Sure.
and against the poor. And but I would say that, yes, I should be able to sell my labor into the future. However, you'd have to sell it at a deep discount, and anybody who bought my labor into the future would also know that I'm going to forget about all that money that I got 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be a terrible employee. That's why we pay people hourly or daily or weekly or however we pay them.
Mm.
I'd like to pay the people who work for me based on the job.
Right.
And often that's how contractors work. But, you've got to get like three contractors and look at what they're all, offering. And then do you take the lowest one? Maybe he does the crappiest work. It's very confusing.
Our number 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, let's go to Padraig. He's on the line in New Mexico. Padraig.
Gentlemen, I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I'm having a question with my math. If I took $30 trillion and divided it among 330 million people, how much would that be? I can't figure it out. My
it's a lot.
Take it.
$30 trillion divided by 300 million. Mark, you're calculating?
I'm just calculating this because I know I'll get it wrong.
Yeah, if TJ were here, he would have had it in like half a second.
There's somebody who does arithmetic that's screaming at their radio right now.
Do we start the Jeopardy music now?
$30 trillion divided by
how many zeros is in a trillion?
There's a lot of zeros.
Hold on,
there.
Patrick. We'll figure this out. We're radio guys, though, so we might need the entire.
I have to type. It's not like I got a regular calculator. I can get with three fingers, you know.
All right, we'll continue here. And where's Patrick going with this? I presume he's talking about the national debt because it's going to be $30 trillion pretty soon, right?
Isn't it 100,000 per person?
Isn't it $27 trillion right now and change?
I was going to look at it. Too, while he was talking about it, but he asked me a different question.
Yeah, more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101 Reasons Film.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the United States approaches 25 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic, most states are seeing a slow decline in both cases and hospitalizations. New data from the COVID Tracking Project shows that the 7-day average of new cases fell by more than 10% in 44 states over a week ago. Those declines coming as North Carolina becomes the 21st state to detect the presence of the more infectious variant of the coronavirus, first identified in the UK. The FBI has charged a man who called for the assassination of a member of Congress. 34-year-old Garrett Miller of Texas was arrested for taking part in the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Federal investigators also say Miller posted several threats of violence on his social media accounts, including a tweet calling for the assassination of New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is USA Radio News. After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp tells Fox News that he's for a proposal to require photo ID for absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that. But there's many other things that I've been talking to the legislators about that we'll be looking at and debating this year, and hopefully we'll have bipartisan support, because I don't know who would not be for having secure, accessible, fair elections and making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. You really can bring up everything, anything here on Free Talk
Everything.
Live. Everything. Almost everything. And within FCC regulations. Which is a lot. It covers a lot of ground. And you can do it at 603-283-6160 or call in through our chat service. We've got a Matrix chat room, actually a bunch of chat rooms.
The Matrix.
And you can go to chat.lrn.fm and you can learn how to call in through that way, and then it'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that's a great thing to do. Also, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're there around the clock in the Matrix chat server. It's an open system, so you can actually create your own rooms if you want to. You know, you're not happy with the rooms that we have.
And no band hammer that I've seen.
No one has been banned yet from, I mean, the hammer exists, and it's a pretty effective one, but we've never had to use it, and I don't plan on using it unless somebody gives us a really bad reason to where we actually have to do something.
Yeah.
Which, it's been months now, and I have not had to do anything, so I like not having to do anything. Because the nice thing about the Matrix chat server is we're not ruled by some corporation. There's no big tech company behind the server that we're trying to appease.
Wait, you mean to tell me that you've got a bunch of people all in a bunch of different rooms, all on the same server, just chatting away freely about whatever they want?
Yeah, in
with
fact,
no regulations and no rules?
It
must be anarchy!
And it's wonderful. Yeah, it is. So check it out over at chat.lrn.fm. We go back to Padraig. He is on the line with us here. And Padraig, you had a question about the math of what I presume is the national debt. You said $30 trillion. You're rounding up, and it won't be long before it's there. Right now, what is the – Mark, did you check it out?
Give him a couple of days.
The current national debt, did you check it?
Yeah, it's at $27,800,000,000, so call it $28 trillion.
Right, and of course, I think it was Biden proposed another $1.9 trillion in bailouts to come, right?
Oh, so that's I figured out the acronym for Biden, by the way. We were talking about this earlier. B-I-D-E-N. Best Idiot Democrats Ever Nominated. Or biggest, I don't know. Whatever.
So, Padraig, I presume that's what you're asking when you called in to ask us, how, you know, what is it, how, when you divide the population of the United States, roughly 330 million, into, or you divide that by the 200 and, what was it?
Yeah, divide the debt by the population, and how much does that equate per person?
Right. And it was about $91,000 per person. For 20 or for 30 trillion.
The U.S. debt clock at usdebtclock.org says $84,000 per citizen.
Yeah, that's because it's a 27 or and change or whatever.
But the debt per taxpayer is $222,000. So if you've got a job and you send taxes to the federal government,
they take taxes.
Fine. You sent them, you know, whatever.
Some people do.
So, yeah, if you get a job and they're taking taxes from you, then you are a taxpayer by their standard, and that's $222,000 per one of you.
So what were you driving at, Padraig, with the question?
Can I borrow some money from you?
Right.
Yeah.
Some bitcoins.
You know, if you
send them, all these people that are making all these rules up there, they're all multimillionaires in Washington D.C. Why do we keep putting them in there?
Right.
And, well, I don't.
And they're happy to take a very large paycheck from you, really great medical service, and a whole bunch of other bennies that you have to pay for.
Well, and let's keep in mind that we're not all in this together, because not a one of them. Nobody that works for the government or governments in general that I'm aware of has been deemed not essential and thus has not lost a dime during all this craziness that the governments have been subjecting us to because...
Well, they may not have gone to work, control. But they got paid in many cases.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. They haven't missed a paycheck.
Well, you asked why do we keep putting them in there, and I'm not. Honestly, I've not done anything to put these people in there. I have said that I don't want to have anything to do with them. I would like to not be associated with their organization.
This is one of those questions to which there really isn't an answer. So, for instance, I have mulled over the question many times, what can I do to prevent the U.S.'s foreign wars? And the answer is, not a heck of a lot. They just kind of do what they do, and then they declare that I owe them money, and then, you know, a bunch of mouth-breathing myrmidons say, we're a bad person, you don't pay the taxes.
The most important thing you do, Mark, though, is speak out against it, and that's very important.
But it's all you can do. I don't know if it's important.
Are you guys still with me?
Yeah, yes, right sir. Here.
I'm one man, but you reach a lot of listeners. I think that you reach more listeners than I do, so if you put that number out there to the guys that are working, $220,000 that they owe, I think they might change their point of view.
But they don't owe that money because they didn't agree to it.
I don't know what to do. I really don't. I'm a farmer, and they keep raising my property taxes every year, but not one of those politicians has ever come down and even picked a weed or planted a seed.
Yeah, he's never put on a pair of gloves. Yeah, I hear you, man.
Right, yeah, those politicians are used to
I'm at a loss. Yeah,
don't say that on the radio, or they'll come down and they'll pick one weed, take like 100 pictures of it, put it up on their website as a part of the campaign thing, and then how much they're helping the farmers.
Politician got their hands dirty tonight at 7.
That's a first.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Padraig. Appreciate it. So he's frustrated. I mean, I get it, and I think a lot of people are rightfully frustrated with the state of things, whether it be, as you mentioned, the local property taxes or the federal national debt. But I want to remind you, you didn't agree to that debt. You didn't create that situation. That was done, and it wasn't done with you in mind or you. You know, they just figured they were going to do whatever they wanted to do and that you would be held liable for it. They will extract wealth from you for as long as they can get away with it. And as long as people are willing to continue to obey, It will continue to go on. And that's what's most frustrating to me, is how many people seem to want this? How many people seem to be just fine with the idea of having a federal government? Now, they may not like the red team in charge, or they may not like the blue team in charge, but they still want some team.
They want to shove the red team or the blue team down the red team or the blue team's throat.
Yeah, and it's sick. That's what needs to stop.
I have to point out, because I like to point this out, because it seems like enough people haven't got it yet, and that is the net effect of having the debt and having somebody in charge, whether it's the red team or the blue team, is really saddling this debt upon the unborn.
Yeah.
Right. And that, I believe, is it indentured servitude? What
it effectively
it?
Is. So the government at all its levels, if you presume that the power flows from the state, the federal government is brought forth by states, and then the local and county levels are brought for by the states, then the state claims the land.
Right.
And it claims your labor.
Right.
Now, you could choose not to work, and many people do, but if you choose to work, then they will claim a portion of your labor. So to me, what that says is the state has claimed all the land in which it exists, the polygon that is its geopolitical designation.
Yes.
And it claims all the human beings inside of it. Because if you can claim one penny of somebody's labor, 1% of somebody's labor, then you can claim that at 99%.
Right, yeah.
What's the difference?
Right.
Well, the difference is competition in a given area. So, for instance, California, you know, has got an income tax that taxes you at X per year on top of the federal income tax, but Florida taxes you none, and I believe Texas taxes you none. So, of course, people are now flowing to these places. Trump's changed the rules. You can't write off state income tax any longer on your federal income tax form. So people are flowing from California and New York to Florida and Texas because, you know, lifestyles are similar, property's cheaper, taxes are lower.
It's warm, too.
Yeah. Well, California's beautiful weather. That's the reason that it got very populated in the first place.
Sure. So does that meet the definition, Ian? I see you looked something up over yonder.
Yeah, I was looking up indentured servant because, Mark, you had suggested that children could be born into indentured servitude.
I think that the way that things are today...
Strict slavery. Indentured servants, in a lot of cases, are people who chose that, right? Like, hey, I'm willing to go to America and work for you for X amount of years. Indenturing myself.
What I was referring to when we were talking about indentured servitude is I should have the ability to sell myself. Children effectively are slaves, but you're effectively a slave to them too. So you have to care for them in certain fashion, but at 14 to 16, you can send them off to work and collect their paychecks if you wanted to. But anybody who has children knows trying to get them to do anything is harder than doing it yourself, so it's not worth the trouble.
I was alluding to the fact that unborn children are indentured to the state because as soon as they drop out of their mom's vagina, they owe money.
Yeah, I don't know. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here on Free Talk.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here, bring up what you want at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about indentured servitude or secession, we are talking about it here tonight.
What's appealing about servants with dentures?
603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And Mark.
Also want to say thanks to Piper, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Piper contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board. It's a way to, become a supporter directly here of Free Talk. I mean, it helps that you listen to the show and share the show. We appreciate that. But the $5 a month makes it so we can reach out directly to radio stations and bring new ones on board. In fact, that reminds me, I do want to say welcome.
Oh, we got some new stations.
We do.
Oh, hell yes.
I want to say welcome to KXLY AM 920 and FM 100.7 in Spokane, Washington.
We do a lot in that area, don't we?
In Spokane?
Yeah.
It's Spokane.
No. Spokane?
It's pronounced Spokane, but I make fun of it and call it Spokane.
Sorry about that, Spokaneans.
Whatever you call them. Spokaners?
Spokaneites?
Spokanese? Spokaneonians?
No, Mark. To my knowledge, we didn't have any stations in that area before. So welcome to KXLY, great station there, airing us live on both Saturday and Sunday.
I think we'll do well in Spokane, though, because that's the, we'll say, the not left-leaning portion of the state of Washington.
They're a little more sane in some ways. Okay.
I refer to anything on the other side of the mountains of the state of Washington as the Midwest. Because, they have four seasons, there's a lot of farmland, that kind of stuff. Spokane is, the largest city on that side of the thing. But it's probably...
Did you ever go out there when you were living in Seattle?
Oh, yeah, we played gigs out there and stuff like that. I got stuck out there, too, when I first tried to leave the state of Washington, and I failed. But that's another story. Spokane is... I don't know. I'd say it's closer to culturally, closer to like Idaho.
It's
than
right
Washington.
Next door.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally
actually the
right
signal
there.
Covers in over Coeur d'Alene, actually, yeah. In Idaho, yeah. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah, they probably appreciate being likened to Idaho.
So welcome to the program. If you're a newer listener there in Spokane, we appreciate you being out there. And feel free to join us here at 603-283-6160. And again, thanks to Piper, one of the Free Talk Live amplifiers that helped make this possible. It's the reason why we have over 190 radio affiliates now. So thank you for that. We're going to continue here. Captain, you said you found the actual quote.
I found the quote.
From the guy in West Wyoming, the GOP chairman?
This is the GOP chairman named something Ethorn, E-A-T-H-O-R-N-E.
Okay.
And they said, as I lose it immediately, they said, "We are straight-talking, focused on the global scene, but we're also focused at home. Many of these western states have the ability to be self-reliant, and we're keeping an eye on Texas, too, and their consideration of possible secession. Now, they have a different state constitution than we do as far as wording, but it's something that we're all paying attention to."
Right. If Texas, so as I understand it, Texas has the right within its constitution to secede from the Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very interesting if Texas went first, because then once the door's kicked open by somebody who, you know, has more legal press, more legal standing than one of the other states, then what would happen? Now, I frankly think that the states would get what they want if they simply pushed the nullification back on the federal government, but...
Well, what I want is to leave.
I understand that's what you want.
Yeah.
But you aren't the state of New Hampshire.
No.
You can leave anytime you want. You can just
no, you can't.
Leave.
No, no, you can't. Not without asking permission from the plantation.
I understand. Owner. You have to have a... you have to get a...
permission slip.
Permission slip. But you honestly could just go to another country illegally. I've been to Canada illegally. So, was I free? No.
No. Canada's even more locked down than the United States. They've got police cars rolling through the streets in their cities right now after like 8 o'clock at night, blaring sirens at like 4 or like 10 miles an hour. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, it's one thing when the cops blow past your house at 100 miles an hour, then they're there and they're gone. But if they're going at 5, 10 miles an hour, woo, the whole time. Just to remind you that it's a curfew. And people have been using their car horns. They've been setting off their car alarms remotely as their lame-o form of protest against this.
Right, now everybody's awake.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Rather than just going out, like we would do here in Keene, which we did earlier in 2020. We went out and you know, the governor said, stay at home. We're like, we're going out to party. And we went out to Central Square for 36 weeks in a row on Friday nights and did what we call Keene Nightcap.
Too cold now.
And they didn't do anything about it. Well, we actually did the nightcap before Christmas, Mark, and it was actually 0 degrees out. Ugh. And we had probably 10 or 15 people out there.
It was decent
that night. It was actually a really good one.
So
he's talking about Texas.
He's talking about Texas.
He's saying they're watching.
And saying that, yeah. And so the opposition, some guy named Bannon, said in response, absolutely 1,000% against any even discussion of secession.
This is the Trump guy, this Bannon guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He worked for Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ethorn, who rebuked Cheney throughout the interview, said her office did not tell the state party ahead of her announcement that she intended to vote in favor of impeaching Trump, blah, 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 blah. He later told Star Tribune that the idea of seceding was brought up only in a brief conversation with the Texas GOP and earlier work with them, and added, it won't come up again unless the grassroots bring it up.
Mm.
So
they're backpedaling.
Well... you know.
He's backpedaling. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I brought it up without permission.
Anytime you negotiate, you have to be able to walk away from the table. Otherwise, it's not a fair negotiation.
Well, this was just a television interview.
I understand, but the states are in a form of negotiation with the federal government all the time, especially red states, and Wyoming couldn't get much redder right now. So, that the Washington, D.C. is basically blue at this moment, and that Wyoming is red. So they're in a form of negotiation, but you're a very weak party in a negotiation if you can't say, all right, well, I've had a chance to hear what you have to say, and I'm just not motivated, so I think I'm going to walk away. If you can't walk away, you're not negotiating anymore.
Yeah, I don't think we should negotiate. We should just walk away. we should just leave the United States.
Right? I like that Wyoming has even brought it up. Right.
Yeah,
that some person in some state
GOP chair,
you know, whatever. Somebody thinks they're important that they said it, and I hope that it is a trend that continues. I hope more and more people continue to have that word come out of their mouth.
It's not enough of a trend, and it needs to be. And people need to get serious about this. They need to start doing more than, you know, just talking about it. And some of the state reps or whoever it is that support this idea need to come out of the closet and actually stand up for this. If you believe in the idea of secession, start wearing it on your sleeve. Start talking about it at the dinner table, at the water cooler. If you're in state government, start, you know, putting forward bills and resolutions or whatever.
Your friends, your family, your coworkers, whatever, man.
Yeah, because the thing is, it has to be something that people believe in before it can happen. And we did report on some recent news stories that there were about 25% of Americans who, in a recent survey, scientific study, that they said they support the idea of red states and blue states separating.
Yeah.
And then there were 80%.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. Like, how would it work? Does the Republican Party nominate its person, and the Democratic Party nominates its person, and then the state just goes ahead and votes and says, okay, we'll take the Republican president or the Democratic president. And then how do they split up things and
funding?
Are you
saying how would it work if there were two Americas?
He's envisioning the divorce into two separate Americas.
Right. I mean, I get the point, and I agree with the point. You shouldn't have a president you don't want. Mm-hmm. Now, the idea that we're just going to say, okay,
you shouldn't have a president.
we're gonna deal with these two crooked, disgusting parties. These are the ones. These apparently are what the parties look like. So we're just gonna live with that. I just don't know. What would it be like? Would a third party be an option? Would the states continue to say no to third parties, which basically they do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there hasn't, I don't know how the, I couldn't tell you the last time a state voted to, you know, send its electors to a third party. Now, part of that is that they know that if they did, the people of that state know that if they did, their votes would be even less consequential than they are now.
603-283-6160 is our number here, and he mentioned it in a quote that Texas has a specific portion of their constitution that addresses
secession. I keep hearing this, and I was told, my understanding was, at least, you know, growing up, that they were the only state in the union that has that, and I've heard other people say that, yeah, that's not true, so I'm not sure if other states have the ability or the legalese written into their...
New Hampshire's constitution does have Article 10, which is the right of revolution. Now, that doesn't specifically use the term secession, but what it does say is that, and it's too long to read here in the next 30 seconds, but what it does say is that if the government sucks, people have the right to either reform the old or establish a new government.
Nice.
You know, it doesn't say they have the right to abolish it completely, but, you know, it's still the idea that they could get out of a thing, that it's their obligation to do it.
Yeah.
So, more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.